Hi everyone, it's Pastor Rod Plummer. We're doing a series on Ephesians. We're up to chapter 6, verse 9, and it's talking about becoming great bosses, becoming a great boss. We've talked about being great workers. We come to this verse and it just basically says we've got to have the same revelation as when we were workers, that we're working under God, that we might work in a corporation or a business, but we obey the rules of the business, but we are really have a revelation, we're obeying God. And that will lead to, I believe, great promotions and eventually being a leader in our workplace. Now, here in Japan and many countries, there's a thing that works on pecking order. And basically, this verse is saying, no matter how high you get promoted, don't have a pecking order in your language and treat people with disrespect. Basically, it's saying that. It's saying in verse 9, masters or bosses, treat your slaves or workers in the same way. What's the same way? Well, knowing that God is above us, God is watching. Don't threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him, with Jesus. No favoritism. So we lead because we have responsibility and God has blessed us, and we have to lead well. We have to bring things into alignment, which sometimes means we make a hard call, but not out of favoritism, not out of any sense of promoting ourselves in some way. It's got to be about the people that are in the business. And I just love the way that the Message Bible once again says it. Says, masters, it's the same for you, talking about being under God. No abuse, please, and no threats. You and your servants or workers are both under the same master in heaven, and he makes no distinction between you and them. So once again, basically, God is watching. And I love that, the concept that whether I'm a worker or a boss or newbie, new one, or older, I'm an older pastor, but I still have the revelation to treat people the same, that God loves everyone. God respects everyone. Now, we have different responsibilities, and as leaders, we have to make different calls. But it's not out of any sense of furthering ourselves or nepotism, furthering certain people in our family or life or whatever it is, but it's saying, God, how can I lead this well with your help? And I just want to encourage you to read Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is so much about leadership and about followership and about attitudes and about not hanging out with the wrong people, but loving being with the right people, right being on the same path, looking the same way, same heart, same values, being on that road and building that department, business, whatever it is. And I believe that from sports clubs to churches to businesses, it's a great values concept of God, you're watching me, lead me, guide me, help me, teach me, that I can lead well, do really well. I want to be promoted and be successful, but bring others on the journey with me. And God, with your help, I'm going to be a great leader. I'm not going to have this pecking order. It's going to be about just building a great environment. And I just love being a pastor because we get to use God's word so freely, so openly, and an appeal to what God's values of love and forgiveness and goodness and excellent and all the wonderful things. As I said, Book of Proverbs. Also, John Maxwell is a great Christian man who writes leadership books. It's just such really good stuff out there. I really encourage you, want to be a great leader, learn, grow, challenge yourself in God. Enjoy the growth. As a young salesman, I read a book by a guy called Zig Ziglar, who was also a Christian in my day. He's passed away now. But he always had just little sayings. One of them was, see you at the top. In other words, let's keep going up together in Christ and in our business life. I really believe that for us. Let me pray for us right now. Lord, I pray that we'd be good leaders and bosses. If we're not yet, we'd be good workers and team builders. But as bosses, Lord, I pray we'd always know that you are in charge, you are helping us, you are leading us, you are giving us wisdom to be excellent, great bosses now and into the future. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you enjoyed today's episode with Pastor Rod, why don't you subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to this, and we'll see you next time.